Blackstone Audiobooks presents One Ranger by H. Joaquin Jackson and David Marion Wilkinson. Prologue. Most everyone has heard the story in one form or another. Some say it's a myth. Others claim it's as certain as Noah's flood and Sherman's march to the sea. It doesn't really matter because the tale speaks to the truth. The definitive version is sometimes attributed to one man, but I've always felt like it pertains to us all. Of the countless variations told and celebrated since I was a boy, this is the one I always liked best. The sheriff paced up and down the rail depot, waiting for a train. A few days before, a riot had broken out in his spindle-top-era boomtown. His bootstrap resources overwhelmed. He placed a frantic call to his governor in Austin. "Don't worry," he was told. "We're sending the Rangers down to sort it out." He hung up the phone and breathed a little easier, hoping he could hold off the mob and the looters just a while longer. Finally came the day of the sheriff's salvation. He stood at the railhead, chain-smoked 10 rolls, and compulsively checked his pocket watch. He finally heard the whistle, then the squeal of the brakes. He stubbed out his cigarette with the toe of his boot and waited for the train to coast to a stop. He waited for a dozen or more confident, well-armed, hard-eyed men to climb.